Hi, everyone. I'm Maddie Smith, and this is that
time of
the week. What the motherfucking fuck is up? We are here in studio. The gang is all back together.
We're back, baby. Yeah.
Ashlyn wasn't here last week, and boy, was it quiet.
It was really boring.
Boy, was it quiet. We talked about all sorts of girly stuff because we knew we could.
We talked about, like, Glossier.
Yeah.
Beauty and, like, products.
Yeah.
We talked about breasts. We talked about
titties. Like that.
We talked about makeup. It was really girly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was no, like, you wouldn't even guess there was ever a lesbian in my living room based on that episode.
Based on that.
But now we're all back. We got Stuart and Caroline in addition to Ashlyn. Yeesh. How are you guys doing?
So amazing. Good. The weather is great.
The weather is good. Yeah.
It's so crazy. When the weather is good, I'm like, when I walk, yeah, I feel
when
good.
When the weather is good, I walk down the street and a flash mob forms behind me.
Yeah.
Literally. People are high-fiving me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm like in that Crazy Ex-Girlfriend show. I'm like,
I'm Joseph Gordon-Levitt in 500 Days of Summer.
Yes, that was so fun. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was pre.
I'm like a character in Family Matters. Whatever happened to the good old
that's Full House.
But no, Family Matters sounds the same way.
How does it sound?
The same way. It has the same rhythm.
They all have a thing.
You're the culture corner, so I'm going to let you take this
Not
one over.
Not culture corner.
What?
How she gets to do speed dating? She gets to do weird stuff, and I got to do culture.
Because you've been in a 40-year relationship.
You've been in a 40-year relationship.
I'm doing research on the street.
Also, stuff. You go to Bad Bunny concerts. You wear Yeezys.
My
you,
lack of respect. I love weird stuff. I wish I had ASMR corner.
You can jump
your
in.
ASMR corner is someone rolling up an enchilada. So, crushing.
Tucky, tucky.
Tucky, tucky. Tucky, tucky.
Tucky, tucky. Before we get started,
how's everything with you?
Excuse me. Thanks for asking. No one ever asks.
I know. I just realized
that's crazy. No one has ever asked me that
on
this podcast.
I asked you that when I walked in. Don't act like that.
Everything's good with you?
How have you been?
No one has ever asked me this on the podcast, and now I'm like, what do I say?
I know.
Everything
is
good.
Moment.
Things are good. I have no complaints. Life is good.
Great.
Any dates coming up?
With men,
with comedy, your man.
Dates.
You're like blushing.
I think no one's ever asked Maddie how she is. Literally, no one in her life has ever asked her. Is everything all right at home? Is everything all right at home?
No one ever asked me how I am.
And she's just gonna start crying.
No, yeah. I feel like a mother of four boys. All I want is for you guys to be happy. And I'm good. I really am good.
My mom would always be like, all I want on Mother's Day is for y'all to be nice to me.
Meanwhile, she's cursed you out that morning.
Exactly.
Yeah. My dad would be like, I want two daughters who get along. I'm like, well, that's not going to happen. Tell me where you want a gift card to. So,
what tie do you want, bitch?
I do have some dates coming up. Actually, for the rest of March, we're done. Thank you, everyone who came out to Baltimore and Nashville. But at the end of March, I'm filming Wild and Out. But upcoming, I'm going to, where are we coming? Bloomington, Minnesota, Canada, Seattle, Plano, Texas, Austin.
Those are,
for
I
Moon
mean,
Tower.
Wow.
I know.
Amazing.
Lake Como could never.
I am just a connoisseur when it comes to Middle America.
Domestic travel.
Yeah, I'm really good. So Austin for Moon Tower. So just check out my site and come out to a show. A lot of podcast fans came to Baltimore, so
Woo.
Thank you for getting down with me, you motherfucking crabs.
Love you guys. I love Hairspray, the movie.
Is that where it is?
Good morning, Baltimore.
Oh. Every day cracking.
But I didn't go to school for musical theater. You did.
I don't have a lot of support on the couch. I have to... Good morning, Baltimore. That was better.
Good morning, Baltimore. Not the rip at the end. Good morning.
That's actually called modulation.
Not
that's not a rip.
No, it's like a light.
It's called modulation.
What's it called when they go?
I'm telling you right now, it's called modulation.
No, vibrato.
What's it called?
Vibrato.
Oh, vibrato. But modulate is when you hold it. You're like
stagger.
Caroline, you try it now.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Oh. Wait, that was the best one.
That was sassy.
You didn't hear mine.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait, I'm trying out for Chicago. Yes.
You know what we should do?
This is what you're sounding like. Good morning, Baltimore.
You know what we should do on TikTok?
Mine sounded like John Travolta more.
who you love.
Who was healthy.
We should do
Who's
the...
Because he flies airplanes.
He's a pilot.
Why is he healthy?
Because he's a pilot, Stuart.
He's closeted and gay as
on
hell.
On one of the episodes, we were like, the study said like attractive people have stronger immune systems. So I was like, who do you think has the strongest immune system? And Ashlyn was like, John Travolta.
John Travolta is full of silicone. He has no immune system.
He doesn't.
But I feel like he takes a lot of vitamins. He's a pilot, guys. What like, aren't you understanding?
You feel like he takes
in
a
what
lot
movie
of
is he a pilot?
And when, in what world does vitamins pilot. Do anything for
that's
you?
That's scary.
Well,
they need
the Flintstones vitamin helped me.
Yeah, with yeah. what? Being
with
autistic?
COVID, that's why I don't
You're
have
autistic.
I wish. I wish I was that smart.
You know what we should do is that...
Right?
Yeah.
We should do that TikTok thing that's like, whoa, and everyone sings it. You do yours.
Call it a bad romance.
Or I love those two.
Oh, you gotta go.
Whoa.
Wait.
Call it a bad romance.
Whoa. Call it a bad romance. Oh my God.
Lady Gaga, is that you?
Oh my motherfucking God. I just blacked out. I just blacked out.
Caroline, you go.
Caroline, go.
Whoa.
That was why does this shit feel like she's calling for a Titanic lifeboat and she's waiting in the Atlantic?
It's so funny. Sometimes I'll listen to the podcast to be like, okay, did we sound okay and everything? And then whenever I'll sing on the podcast, I'll cringe in my room. I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so cringe. I'm never doing that again. And each week without fail, I come back in. I'm like, good morning, Baltimore.
God bless you guys.
We got James Corden in the building. So wait, what was the TikTok thing? We should do the TikTok where you have to make a noise and try not to laugh.
I like the TikTok thing where one person is singing and then you have to figure out which one it is.
Oh,
I like the TikTok, the Gangnam Style TikTok now.
Which is
yeah,
what?
It's like, I was murdered by my father.
Yeah, it's like...
That one's dark.
Yeah, it's like picked up by my mom and noticed that my dad was crying in the living room. And then it'll be like...
She had murdered him.
Yeah, he murdered my little sister. Like, it's dark.
It's I'll send what you want. Yeah. It's the new trend. Honestly, I'm over
TikTok is just dark.
Yeah.
You look concerned for us.
Thanks for turning that fun thing around. Yeah. Anyway.
Any dates coming up?
All the dates are out there, but let's get into our topics for today. Interesting list we got going here. The worst news I read was that one drink a day can shrink
the doctor away.
Almost. He's away because you're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
One drink a day can shrink your brain. And finally, I'm like, that explains everything because I am stupid as fuck. It said that people over 50.
And what does weed do to your brain? Make it so much bigger?
Too big. That you have so much space.
Yeah,
so
it makes it
just rattling. Your brain's just rattling.
People 50 plus who drink every day had brains that appeared 2 years older. Mm. People who drank four drinks a day had brains that appeared 10 years older. So
wiser? I don't.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot just makes my brain 23. I'm like, let's go. Yeah. Let's make stupid ass decisions and spend all our money.
I know. I'm like, let me shave my pussy and shop at Shein. You know? That's what I do. So we're going to talk about drinking a little bit later. Even better news, 1 in 5 people in New York City are considering starting an OnlyFans. Rent is up 33% since January 2021. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like we're out of topics. These are all things we've talked about before on the podcast.
No, I
feel
like we talked about
Okay.
Rent is like is crazy in New York right now.
Crazy.
It went up 33%.
It's getting crazy. That's what I just said. Yeah.
Gas is going to be like $20.
Gas is up, yo.
I'm about to get a pair of Heelys. I suggest you guys get
I
suggest you guys get in on that.
I forgot that the gas really does affect us when it comes to you.
It affects everything. I know.
When it comes to you.
I was like, gas doesn't affect me, and I forgot that we use
it affects
yours.
Airplanes, too. My airline tickets
My flight, don't get me started on the flight prices right now. Continue.
No trauma.
Okay.
Don't even talk about it. I'm
and
so mad.
And finally, Disney World is under attack because the Don't Say Gay Bill in Florida, which is just a policy on our podcast.
And the gayest thing you could do is go to Disney World.
I know. So what happened, Caroline?
Disneyland? I did. I went to Disneyland.
Ashlyn just went to Disneyland as a gay during it all happening. I'm like,
absolutely.
Dude, okay.
And I bought Disneyland merch.
Fucking, like,
Disney has supported so many gays. I don't want to hear it.
Like who?
Like Mulan is a gay.
But did they though? But did they?
But did they though?
They did.
What happened with the Disney CEO?
So basically, they kind of stayed silent when they passed that Don't Say Gay bill, which is like...
In Florida.
In Florida, which is like you can't really talk about, I guess, sexuality before a certain age.
And like in school, you can't talk like from like...
Yeah, from like 8 to 12.
Yeah, right. You can't talk about like sexuality.
Not 8 to 12. Until they're 8 to 12, you can't talk about...
And they can't like mention that their parents are gay or something like that. When I heard Don't Say Gay bill... I was like, oh, they want people to stop saying, like,
I thought it was Hillary Duff. Yeah. I thought it was Hillary Duff. Like, you guys, you're not supposed to say gay.
I thought it was like, stop saying,
progressive.
This cup is gay. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, it's Florida.
Oh, my God.
Like, I thought it was like that.
But you can say lesbian.
Don't say gay. You can say lesbian.
Everybody's a lesbian.
Was that not funny? Yeah. So sorry. So sorry to offend everyone. Just trying to be fucking hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious. But we're going to talk about Disney later and Ashlyn's dilemma that you have going on over there.
Yeah, I do.
But let's get into our first segment before we get started. And it's called Let's Sync Up.
Sinky.
We sound like the aliens in Toy Story.
The claw. We are the alien. We are the fucking aliens.
Caroline is Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Why am I Buzz Lightyear?
She's an alien too.
Why am I Buzz Lightyear?
Because you're the good one out of all of us.
Is Buzz Lightyear good?
Maddie is Sid.
Isn't he?
Oh, shit.
That is honest.
And Ashlyn's a little baby doll on spider legs.
No, I'm Slinky.
Okay.
Come on.
No, you're the dinosaur.
You're the dinosaur.
Stuart is Bo Peep.
Oh. She's not Bo Peep. She's Mrs. Potato Head.
I'm probably Mrs. Potato Head.
That's actually very personal because I've been called a potato a lot this month.
I love potatoes.
In roast battles?
In roast battle.
We love potatoes on this podcast.
I know.
And they go like this and then they go like that. Hey.
So we always start the pod with one question to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot as Hannah embroidered for us. And as I have hanging on the wall now, I don't know if it's in this view, but it doesn't matter because, you know, the trust is there.
It's in my view.
But today's question to get us all on the same page is, oh, I didn't even mention that was holy shit. I am an idiot.
Too much space.
Drinking. My brain has shrunk to the size of a fucking quarter. So the guy who, the CEO of Entenmann's died last week.
I was wondering how you say that.
Entenmann's. How did you think it was saying?
I didn't grow up like having a lot of Entenmann's, or I guess I just...
What?
I was thinking Entenmann's. I don't know. It's cursive.
Entenmann's.
My brain is shrunk from drinking, first of all. Second of all.
I know. Stuart can't even say caterpillar. So.
I can't. Caterpillar. It was spelled like Entenmann's. And then...
I
guess I didn't realize some of the products, but I didn't... Did y'all grow up like getting the... My roommate... Because I asked my roommate, I was like, what is Entenmann's? And then she was like, oh, like the pound cake? And I was like, I didn't even know.
I eat it more when I go to a bodega. Get like an Entenmann's.
So it's kind of like a grocery store.
Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
I think it's definitely East Coast. Yeah. Like in New Jersey, my family
always had it. Well, I also don't eat sugar, so it's like...
And they you're so thin. I only have a bakery. Fruit is my dessert.
By my place.
They have
like an Entenmann's bakery, yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah. Well, they originated on...
It's the same thing as like Carvel. I didn't know what Carvel was before.
Oh, Carvel.
That's so okay. Good. We didn't know what NYPD pizza was. And you brought that culture to this.
We didn't know what racism was.
Culture corner.
We didn't know what racism was.
Y'all don't know what... Y'all don't know about Cane's fried chicken that is coming to Times Square the next 2 months.
Yes. I've heard of it.
And Bojangles.
We're going to go there. It's so good.
Yes, I want it.
All these other chickens... I have nothing.
All y'all chickens got nothing on me. I'm a chicken head, and y'all see me. So today's question is, why am I screaming? Today's question is, if you were an Entenmann's product, what would you be?
I already know.
Ashlyn, go.
I'm a mini crumb cake.
Oh.
I'm a mini crumb cake. That's what I am.
I fucking love crumb cake.
They're so fucking good. There's so many levels to them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so soft, but then they're brown like me.
Yeah.
And then they got like a crispy top. And then, but they're also dry. And then you need milk because they're wet. So that's how I am. You know what I mean? Because I'm dry, but then once you get me wet, you'll be good.
Cyber style.
I said that to disgust you.
And you're crispy on the top.
Yes, I am. Yes,
when you're on the top, you're crispy. When you're sizzling hot.
Scissoring hot.
Great thing about Entenmann's, Entenmann's is the moistest product you'll find in the store.
So moist.
I fucking hate when I buy like a store cake or something and it's not
dry. And it's fucking dry. Yeah,
Entenmann's, you can shovel that shit into your mouth.
And, mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I love crumb cake. Breathing. I want crumb cake with just a crumb on it. So good.
I fucking love crumb cake.
Oh, me too.
Okay, for mine, I'm gonna pick. I'm the little mini muffins with the chocolate vanilla with chocolate
little
chips.
Little bites.
Yes, Entenmann's little bites. A, that's the only product I knew of theirs and had tried.
So it's
B, they're also wet on the top, and I am slippery.
Dude, they're like moist.
You're dewy. I'm literally moist.
They like, look like they're so wet.
They look like they use Glossier products.
Yeah, I was gonna say, literally. Exactly. So they literally have like full like sheen on. And then they have little chocolate chips in them. I guess I sometimes also have little.
Chocolate in you.
And then they are they're really good and they're,
and they're
like,
packaged really well.
And they're like only 500 calories.
Really well. You're packaged
they
really
well. They are packaged well. Yeah.
They are packaged
they're
well.
Glossy. Yeah.
And you eat them at work when you're bored.
So you eat you at work when you're bored.
Hell yeah. Oh. If you're hot. And my boss, who is hot, unfortunately, it's distracting. Anyways.
You have a hot boss?
Yes, dude.
Tell me more.
I didn't know
you had a hot boss. He's so fucking hot. And he walks and he's like, Stu, what's up? And I'm like, hey.
What does he look like?
He's a little short for me. And
how
his
tall?
Wife is gorgeous. And he's gorgeous.
Oh, he's married?
He's short. He's like,
I'm that makes him even
guys.
Hotter when he's married.
I'm
he's married,
guys.
But I'm actually saving his relationship.
How are you saving it?
Because I just know, I noticed some things in his calendar. He has like, I don't want to, am I going to get fired?
No.
I really don't want to get fired from this job. Pretty much he has in his, okay, his him and his wife are bougie as fuck. Like yeah. They're like bougie. They live in like, well, I won't say where they live. Yeah. That's probably
too much.
I was going to say exact where they live. They're just bougie. Yeah. Like one day his calendar said like, pick up Ben's workout. And I'm like, yes, pick up your Ben's, daddy. Mm. So he's bougie. Like I'll have to go pick up his wife's like fancy rings. I'll have to like go to do this little stuff.
God.
And I found in his calendar, it said like, do something nice today for his wife's name.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God. And then he was like messaging me because he was in London. He was like, I'm thinking about doing this like flower thing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like pretty much like making sure his wife gets flowers once a week, and I literally was messaging him. I was like, happy wife, happy life. And so I'm saving his relationship, and it's
wow.
I'm only
that's
gonna,
so good.
I'm gonna put everything into their relationship that I want someone to do for me, mm-hmm. and save their fucking marriage.
It's good karma. One day a girl will need a job and your husband will hire her to make sure you're happy,
to do everything. Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's good karma.
Exactly.
Can't believe someone has to write in their calendar, do something nice for my
men
wife.
Men can't do anything.
I know
they
men will
think
go
about
it. No, I know I'm just
I
like
I think
damn.
She maybe put it in there.
Damn.
That's
she probably
I'm
said
do.
To him, you never do anything nice for me. And the next day he said, all right,
that's what I'm
but I'm thinking of this as like, I'm sort of like a, it's sort of like a, I'm a, what's, who's the woman in When Harry Met Sally? Meg Ryan. I'm sort of like this Meg Ryan character that like solves this whole relationship. And then at the end, me and him fall in love. But anyways,
we got Bridget Jones over here.
Yes.
It's giving Bridget Jones.
Wow. I love a hot guy and his wife.
Yeah, anyways, I'm a mini bite. I'm a little mini bite.
Well, I think your boss would enjoy a mini bite too.
Little bites.
I had the Funfetti ones recently.
Oh.
They have Funfetti ones? Yeah.
I love Funfetti.
I like the blueberry ones
too.
What
are you?
So I am one of those little snack pies.
Oh,
of course.
What kind?
But like
really good.
Apple pie?
No,
which one?
I don't know. I couldn't decide because they got so many. They got apple. They got chocolate.
Yeah.
Depends how you're feeling. Cherry.
Cherry pie.
So your insides depend on how you're feeling.
Yeah. But for me, it's like, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Okay.
I can see
you're
you being
so
a
deep.
Cherry pie.
You're so gay.
You're so deep.
I'm like, it's
you
like,
can't, don't say gay.
I'm such a fag. No, I'm kidding. For me, it's like no matter what I look like on the outside, you open it, it's smushed up a little bit. The inside's gonna be fucking gushy. I always got that.
You got that good, that juice, that squid.
I got that squid lip. Also, like squid a pie is kind of like pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a good moist.
Pussy
yeah, like
pie.
They did an American
like, I'm
pie.
So deep. Anyways, it's all about my pussy.
That like cherry inside feels like a fucking vagina.
But yeah, we also American pie.
Yeah, yeah. So the snack pie is for me because one is really good, but if there was two of me, people would get a little sick.
Mm. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
If I see you twice a week, I get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
What
but
if you
when
had a twin?
That would be crazy.
That'd
if I had a twin.
You'd kill it.
I think so too.
Yeah, yeah, you would have eaten it in the womb.
I would have eaten it like age 20.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'm doing comedy and you can't.
You can't exist if I exist.
Caroline, what do we got?
I would be a corn muffin.
Oh.
But hear me out. Their corn muffins are so weird. Like growing up, my mom used to get them.
Yeah.
And like they're kind of like on the top, they kind of look like they have like a saggy nipple on the top.
Love
I
it.
I don't know what happened.
Are they moist?
They're so moist. And then they get a little crumbly.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of like me. Like I'm holding it all together. Mm-hmm. But all it takes is
one bite.
A little bit of warm weather. A little bit of warm weather. You crumble.
Crumbling.
Exactly. Yeah.
And also maybe I have saggy nipples. I don't know.
Okay. Right.
Maybe that we was a do, subliminal though. Choice.
Not me.
And yes, that's
my mine aren't that yes, saggy.
I will literally show you a picture.
My nipples point to the ground.
My nipples point to the north pole.
Like different direction. Different direct, like if you stare at my boobs, you'll go cross-eyed.
Right.
You know.
Well, I like the corn muffin.
Yeah, they're so good.
I haven't had any of these products.
They have a bang in like cinnamon.
I'm gonna bring some products.
Yeah, I should have brought some today.
Yeah, today. That would have been great. We could have done a live taste test.
I fucked up, dude.
I'm trying to be healthy.
We could Uber Eats.
It's not good for us to eat here.
No, I know. Yeah. It's only turned out bad. And then they're gonna give us a Coke Zero version of whatever we wanted.
I heard an ad for Coke Zero today. They're like, could it be the best tasting Coke ever?
No.
They're infiltrating. They heard you.
Everywhere I go, there's an ad for Coke Zero. I'm like the devil.
I hate when you go when you're like on the Sephora website and then you go on Instagram and then you get an ad for Sephora. It's like that was my idea first.
What you hate about it. It's not that someone. It's not that your phone was spying on you. It's the fact that it was your idea.
Like, don't copy my idea. I'm the one that gave you the idea to give me the ad. You idiot.
And I also already bought the stuff. Like, don't give me an ad for Sephora. Give me an ad for something like.
You know what I hate too?
When better.
When they're like, oh, you left this in your cart.
Yeah, because I didn't want to fucking buy it. Yeah, it's too expensive. The price.
Yeah, I looked at my bank account.
I know what's in my cart. I know what's in my cart, bitch.
I know I didn't check out.
Remind me. A $300 bucket hat. I left it. My God. Any other Entenmann's products you guys like?
No.
I love the marble cake.
Oh.
They're donuts.
The donuts are
The chocolate donuts.
Yes. Oh.
Have you ever had a Pop-Ums?
Yes.
No? Oh, like tidbits
Pop-ums.
Or whatever?
Why didn't I pick a Pop-Um?
What's that?
The little ball donuts?
Those are munchkins at Dunkin' Donuts and Timbits at Tim Hortons.
They're called Pop-Ums for Entenmann's.
Poppers.
And you go...
I like the chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Oh, so fuck. Good. Six of those, you're like, mommy.
You're in a coma.
I'm in a coma.
You're in a diabetic coma.
I feel like we're synced up. How do you guys feel?
I feel so synced up.
Synky. Well, let's move on. Stuart has a quick speed dating.
Oh, my God. I'm ready.
Let's go to speed dating with Stuart.
Okay. Listen, you guys. Speed dating. Send me your questions. We are doing full speed dating. We're out here. Also, I'll answer a relationship question, too.
Yeah,
I've been in lots of relationships in my life, so I will answer if you have oh my God, my boyfriend is what?
I just let her have it.
You don't think I have?
Ashlyn looked at me like I.
What do you mean? I've always had a boyfriend.
The only reason why I gave that look was because I was like, I can't believe I have culture corner, and you go, well, you've been in a relationship your whole life, and then you're gonna take relationship corner.
I was just
It's dating.
I'm so sick of being treated like this. I was just saying, you don't have to give me, it doesn't have to be only dating questions if you want. I was trying to give some people
love.
I was trying to help
corner.
Them out.
Love corner.
Love
corner.
Speed dating.
No, speed date. Okay, then keep it dating questions, y'all. I don't care.
Everybody take a chill pill. I don't want us to fight.
Stop fighting.
They already think the band's breaking up.
Gross. I know, right? Okay, so someone asked me, what are some things guys shouldn't say as pickup lines?
Oh, okay.
Which was good because and then I kind of want to hear from you guys if you've had like an insane pickup line.
All of them.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so
anything.
So it's hard because I feel like guys don't really say pickup lines in person anymore.
Yeah.
So I feel like you get the bad ones on the app.
I hate the app ones.
So I think, one of them, of course, is that you shouldn't say is, are you the Wi-Fi? No, then why aren't you turning me on?
Oh.
That's just a cute one. Okay, but I think the guy, if you're talking to a guy on a dating app, I took a screenshot of a bad one I got as well. I think if a guy mentions first, and let me know what you guys think about this, but I think if a guy mentions first something about your looks, like if he's like, you're beautiful, blah 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 blah, I think that's a bad call.
Yeah,
like especially, you don't want someone to start off like that.
Yeah, but you're also like You must say this to everyone.
You're exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Also, it's like, clearly I'm not that beautiful. These are the literally five good pictures of me. You know what I mean? Like,
You're beautiful. Don't say that about yourself.
I curated this. You know what I mean?
Like, I know. I agree, though. I put my hottest photo first. Like, no
exactly.
shit. Exactly. No shit. I'm beautiful.
Exactly. And I just think, and even if someone says that in person, too, I'm like, it just gives me, like, scammy fuckboy.
It gives scam. It gives
it's
scam.
Giving,
it's just like, you must say this to everyone.
Exactly.
It's just because you use that word so loosely.
Exactly.
Also, like, we are beautiful.
Yeah.
Also, every person is technically beautiful. Like, even if they're ugly.
We got Gandhi in the house.
Chicken teriyaki. Stop drinking for 2 days.
Chicken
teriyaki.
Chicken teriyaki.
Even if someone is ugly, there's someone that will find them beautiful. There's a buffer every seat.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is a guy that sent me this on Hinge. Okay. Someone said, NASA just called. You keep crashing Instagram satellites by being too spicy. We should grab drinks.
No.
That's not even clever.
That doesn't
First of all,
make sense.
It's not even clever. Second of all, get Elon Musk on the line.
Spicy.
How would being spicy Instagram doesn't have satellites.
What about spicy would crash
a satellite?
Right. Outrageous.
Insane.
What about spicy?
But anything like ladies, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, it just indicates
I
how
also
dumb
hate
they are.
The let's grab a drink sometime.
Let's grab a drink soon. Okay, tell me when and where. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Someone else said, you're gorgeous, but I don't want to spend the next... Also, you're gorgeous. See, that's the looks thing. I don't like it. I really don't want to spend the next couple of weeks playing tag on Bumble.
Boo-hoo, bitch.
I'm like, but we get... So you think I'm just going to, like, give you my number immediately? Then we also text often
I know. It's going to be a back and forth
text
anyway.
Text is tagging, too.
I know.
What is he talking about?
I know.
When men send me stuff like that, I'm like, no, you're out. You're out. I can't.
Now, my question is, do you respond or you just said...
I didn't respond to either of those.
I don't respond to those kind of...
I don't respond to any of these people.
Me neither. I don't respond to anyone.
I just looked them up
unless
for research.
He's cute and says something normal.
Yeah,
but they're not normal on these dating apps. No. They're trying so hard. I mean, I'm technically not on the apps anymore. So like because not in like that way. And just like a like
oh, Stuart's getting married.
No,
someone into your life.
No. Just because everyone's so chuggy. They take themselves so
it's
seriously.
So
they're like looking for a good connection. This is if you can't find that's embarrassing. I just have a.
There's a lot of embarrassing things.
I have a sense of humor, and men on dating apps often don't. And then I actually asked my roommate for some bad ones that she's gotten because she's super hot and she gets hit on live. Yeah. And she gets hit on live and living color, unlike sometimes us, because we literally glare at men from across the room. And then we're like, why aren't they hitting on us? And we're literally like this.
Guilty until proven innocent for me.
Exactly.
I'm so fucking mean to men. It's bad.
She said men will do this like really annoying thing with her where they'll like try to figure out if she has a boyfriend, but just be so obvious about it. Like they'll be like, you're too beautiful. You're so beautiful. You must have a boyfriend. Like trying to find out if she has a boyfriend.
Or you're too beautiful to be out here by yourself or something.
Which
like
I'm like, if any pickup line is technically bad. Like, let's start talking. Let's like have a good conversation.
Hi.
And then like even on like an app, a guy could say like, how was your week at work? Or what... What's your favorite drink, margarita mixer?
You know what's the problem? Men have been watching too many rom-coms, and they're like, "This is what girls like."
They think
this
girls,
is what girls like. Because like, that's like a Freddie Prinze
Hitch
Jr.
too many times.
That's like a Freddie Prinze Jr. line. Like,
I watched Hitch too many times.
It's bad.
Amazing film.
It's bad.
They just watch that, and they're like, "Oh, girls like that." It's like, just have a conversation.
I'll take a pickup line like after talking to you for 10 minutes, and he'll be like, "If some like a line of just like." Come on, you gotta have a boyfriend. I'm like, I don't. Like, it's cute if it's after like a talking for a while.
Yeah. If they're normal,
but if it's the first, but if it's the first thing they say, you're like, get the fuck out of here.
It's a red flag.
Gonna move on to the next.
Right. It's a red flag.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, no, I can't with that. But yeah, so I think it's also weird if a guy is like trying to ask about a boyfriend thing. Like, I'm like, just let's have a good conversation, then we'll find that out.
Yeah,
I know.
Let it come out.
And if I'm not wearing a wedding ring, then
ain't no ring. He's out. Let me look at mine.
If I don't got a Benz and a ring.
To add on to yours, some bad pickup lines I've heard. Also, I hate when guys text after you've never responded and are like, okay, fine, I'll go kill myself.
That's what happened to me with this guy.
I'm
I didn't respond 3 times. Then he's like, he goes, just one more time, shooting my shot. It's like, what? Do you think now, this time?
Right.
No.
Like I missed it? This is the worst message I received this month. So excited to get shitted and trashed on in your shows.
What? That man is about you.
I know.
No.
Did not respond to him.
Ew.
I don't.
As if you're that important.
Somebody asked me to get married, and I was like, yeah. And then he was like, wait, we didn't get married. And I'm like, you need to go. non-exist anymore.
Damn, well, I just realized I don't respond to anyone on this.
I don't respond. That's what I realized today when I was doing research.
Did you ever think messages, maybe the love of your life says something corny first?
No.
I don't think it's a joke and it's cute and they're a little drunk. Fine.
I don't think I have a love of my life. First of all. Second of all, and I will get high and go on these apps and I'm like disgusted with the men.
That's the problem. You're disgusted. High. You're thinking too much. You're overthinking.
No, I'm accurately thinking about how disgusting these fucking freaks are. Men are so aggro on the dating apps too. They're mean. They're like that message is mean. I know. That message
is mean. Negging.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I don't tolerate negging, as everyone here knows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have another?
No, that's the speed dating.
Yeah, the pickup lines. I don't know. Just talk.
Just talk.
It's easy to
talk. Let's have a vibe and then we'll see. And then you need it. And then you get aggressive.
Right.
That's what men do. They like either are too aggressive. They're like, oh, we can't touch women anymore.
Right.
Or then, but it's like, let's talk, have a fun conversation, and then ask me on a real date. Be like, I would love to take you to get a drink on Limbo. No man says that. You don't want to grab drinks.
I hate when they say let's grab drinks soon.
You know what I heard from some girl?
I'm 3 weeks out, but they're just like my hairdresser. Continue.
They're just like DMing and being like, when can I come over? Does that happen to you guys?
Oh no, they try to do cornball stuff.
They would never with me.
Yeah,
like on Instagram, like, oh, when can I come over and stuff like that.
No,
she said like if she posts like a story about her like in her living room and being like, oh, gloomy day in or something like that, like guys would be like, oh, so when am I coming over?
I'll get that, but that's just creepy DMs.
Crazy. You just ignore that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're not even talking about the creepy DMs.
Oh, yeah,
I go into my requests, we can open a whole new world.
We're talking about
crazy, but that's crazy that you think that that's like an opening line.
I know.
That's insane.
Yeah, we're just talking about consensual places right now. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is filled with people trying to get everything from like, hey, I'm a nice guy, I'd love to take you out, to like, I want to cream pie you tonight.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, it's quite the range.
That just made me nauseous.
And, as long as you buy tickets, pull through.
Edmonds, hey-o. Continue.
Well, Stuart, thank you for inviting us to your speed dating session.
Send me your questions, everybody.
Yeah, send questions to Stuart.
Don't send ones about your relationship, put under fire.
Drama. Yeah, there's going to be drama if that happens.
Well, I'll let Ashlyn can answer those.
Oh, you could do
Look at me sharing my segment.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Sharing my airtime.
Charity.
To the trainee. Wow.
Charity.
To the intern.
Disney does nothing and Stuart gives her
I know.
Her questions to the lesbian.
Stuart requires that you say gay.
Yeah.
But before we go on to our next segment, just a little shout out to our sponsor, Ounce of Hope. Use code MAD20 at onceofhope.com. Ooh. Sounds like you guys have been purchasing like crazy. So
more like Ounce of Hose. In the camera as a joke, but now I've done it way too many times.
No, it's good. You should. We need to play with our spaces more, you know?
Play with
sometimes
it.
Slap it. You your slap knee, your run knee, around,
run around.
Get crazy. Yeah. Hit the ceiling and just get crazy, you know? It's good to get physical. Let the folks at home know we're having a good time.
All the equipment just
every time Michael cuts to me, I'll be in a different position.
That's good. That's good.
I'll be upside down.
She's curled up like a cat. Okay, let's go on our next segment, which is called Over It. We haven't played this in a minute, but we like to every couple months to just air out some grievances. In this segment, we say, you know what I'm over?
What are you
what
over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
And then the guest proceeds to share what they're over and why. So okay. Who wants to start?
Amazing.
I'll go.
Go ahead, Stuart.
Okay. You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over.
What are you over?
You know what I'm over? I am over being hot. I really am.
I'm not. I'm fucking eating this shit up.
I am over.
How are you over being hot?
Yeah.
I am over being hot. I put a ton of effort into like curling my hair, getting my lashes done, making sure my nails are done, making sure my outfit looks good. And it's done nothing but get me into a ton of trouble. And I'm over it.
What kind of trouble?
Just like people thinking they could talk to me a certain way. Right. And I think I grew up in the South and I was like, oh my God, I always have to look perfect. My mom would be like, why aren't you wearing lip gloss? I'm like, okay, mom, I will. So like, I just think I'm like, I watched The Dropout with Elizabeth Holmes. And while everyone else in the world was horrified by it, I actually got inspired by it. And she never looked that good. And she got a lot of money. And look
at you.
Of course I want to be like, I want to glow from within, of course. And of course I still want to like put put a little bit of effort into my look, but I don't want to continue to put so much effort. And then it's like, for what? Like, yeah. I don't like any photos of myself anyways. Mm-hmm. Every time I see a photo of myself, I'm like, ugly, 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 ugly.
And so it like, feels less ugly when you don't have makeup. When you're wearing makeup and you look ugly, you're like, what the fuck?
Why do I try? It gets me in trouble. Obviously, you told me that men take advantage of me because of my eyelashes.
Okay, all right. Twist my words around. But you did tell the story about Freddie last week on the podcast about the Syracuse dinosaur barbecue.
I did.
And I think that was a pivotal moment where you shared with the world.
You guys shared that story without me being here?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
We did.
I know.
It was impromptu.
That's fucked up.
I had forgotten it happened.
I made them.
And Caroline said, what goes on when I'm not here?
I'm just over like wearing a ton of makeup and like I literally have a full face of makeup on right now, but I'm just over like trying
okay,
to
Alicia Keys all right come through.
I'm feeling that's exactly the vibe. I'm feeling Alicia Keys.
Yeah, yes. You're allowed.
I'm feeling Alicia Keys, of course. Like I did Chris Weistrup today. I still want to like glow from within, but I just don't want to like
you want to feel good, but you don't want to do the most.
I just have been doing the most for so long, and it's done nothing but make me look a little choogy and get me in a lot of trouble on the streets.
You do as much or as little as you want.
Yeah.
I'm over being hot.
It also takes a while. You'll have free time.
Also, men aren't trying for me.
No, not.
They're out here with their eyebrows. I'm over here plucking every single hair I got out of my head.
They're not trying for anybody.
And they're
not
trying for anybody.
One ball. One ball.
Not even a ball.
But yeah, not even...
When we went to the laundromat, we saw some nasty ass men's underwear on the counter.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what they're doing.
And she has to wash that shit.
I'm like,
men
that's what they're
shit
doing.
In their underwear. And we wear fake eyelashes.
Yes. And they don't care anyways. They think the grossest people are hot. And they just want to fuck anything.
And, so and now every man is so oversaturated with like makeup heavy faces that they're like, I actually do like
natural.
Yeah.
I mean, of course I want to be beautiful. I'm just over like wanting to like trying so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah, you're tired.
Mama needs a break.
Yeah,
you're tired, and whether or not you wear makeup, you still have a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Also, you're not the one looking at your face.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm always like, I don't have to look at it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
right.
Why would I? Why would I do
that
this for anyone?
That explains it.
What?
Hey.
I am beautiful no matter what you say.
I mean,
you
know, like those Hyam girls, they are ugly as sin.
They're not ugly as sin. That
but sometimes I do see a photo of them. I'm like, damn, they ugly as sin.
They're also rock stars, though.
Yeah.
But so,
we're rock stars, too.
I'm kidding. They just don't have nose jobs.
Well, that's okay.
That's and neither do I. I look like a Haim sister.
You wish.
I want to be more Haim.
I love Haim.
I look like a Haim. Haim.
I want to be like Joanna Newsom. Like,
Chip. Wait, who's Joanna
Newsom? Oh, the singer.
A natural.
Yeah.
Andy Samberg's wife.
With, like, the cookbooks with Chip. Remember Joanna?
Julia Child?
Joanna and Chip.
Joanna Chip. I want to be like Joanna Gaines.
She's pretty.
She's
beautiful.
She's choogy.
Yeah. She's choogy, though.
Okay.
Hell.
Mine is smaller than yours.
Okay.
I couldn't think of anything else. It's really.
I have a lot.
Oh, okay. So we'll do it. Okay. You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
I'm over when you're at a restaurant and someone at the table finishes first and they take his plate away. So then I feel like a fuck for still eating.
Wait.
When you're the only one with a plate. And
wait, I do that as a waitress.
No. I hate
some places
shit.
You're not supposed to do that, but then it's a timing issue.
How?
But you're right. It does make
I
you
always
feel like,
and they're just, people are just sitting there while I'm sloshing my spaghetti.
You know what it is?
Because
your manager will look at that table and be like, he's done. Take his
plate
away.
No, I understand what you mean.
It makes me feel very like I'm in elementary school and they're like, are you done? And they clean it up.
That's your fault.
Like, I'm
for
like
eating
a pig.
So fast.
I'm a pig at a trough.
Eating slow.
No, I think
I feel like it's like a dog bowl.
No, I'm saying him.
Yeah,
I know. It makes
them.
Me feel worse.
Really?
I know, but to me, I don't because I'm like, that's your fault.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
I got more.
Nice.
Food.
I will eat slowly like so that I'm not the first one with the plate taken away.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
I
wait,
like
wait.
It when they take. I put napkins up and I'm like, get this out of my face. Sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
Okay, that's
because I do like it to be cleared. Like, I hate it when I'm like full. And I'm done.
Totally.
And then things are still there, and then I'm like still picking.
But when
I put a napkin
true,
on it.
True.
Still
but
picking?
If you're still
I
eating.
I put a napkin on, then I do a napkin on.
Yeah, pick it a little bit more.
If you're still eating, you don't want someone to have an empty plate in front of them, an empty space.
Mm.
I feel really weird when I'm still eating.
I feel rushed.
It's just a basic, really. This is a really basic.
No,
one.
I think.
No, I
a
agree.
Lot of people
for some
that.
Reason, it literally grinds my gears.
No, I agree with you. We just have worked in food service.
Yeah. You know what else I'm over?
What
when there's a calorie count on the menus.
Oh, no.
I know.
That should fuck me up.
I don't need to know how many calories are in the salad at Margaritaville.
Me neither. And why is it 1,200? I'm so confused.
Why are you telling me this? You think it's for my own good, but I'm going to eat it anyway. So who is it helping?
It's really hurting my mental health.
I honestly ordered McDonald's one day, and then I saw the calories, and I said, I'm good.
There's nothing on there.
And I should have eaten it.
I know. I would have, and back 10 years ago, I would have slapped that shit in my mouth.
Yeah.
I used to think like a McDonald's meal was like 400 calories.
Let's get Demi Lovato on this one. Remove all calories.
This is triggering my eating disorder.
Triggering.
Ashlyn, go ahead.
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
I am over this unstable weather.
Okay.
I have too
you're
much.
You're hot and you're cold. You're yes and you're no. You're in and you're out. You're up and you're down.
It's literally the weather right now.
I'm over the weather
yes,
as well.
Yes, I know.
It's so unstable. It's like sunny, then snowy, then
Says
sunny.
You just
then
went to LA for a
I know, you just went to LA.
But and when
you
have been gone too, me and Caroline have been here freezing our asses.
I was in Baltimore and Chicago. Miss me with that.
When I came back, it was snowing.
Not that.
Not you just interrupting my
not
over
that.
It. No, you know what? I'm
not
done.
I'm done.
You know what I'm over? Getting interrupted.
Oh.
That's what I'm over.
Mommy.
You know what I'm over?
Mommy, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Howie.
Go ahead, Mama.
Okay, Mama, sorry.
Mama.
I'm over the weather as well. Continue.
I'm going to start calling my friends Mama. You good, Mama?
Hey, Mama.
You good, Mama?
Hey,
are you
Mama.
Puerto Rican?
Mama?
Are you getting a hoops earring?
I've been trying to start calling people sugar for like 5 years and just has never stuck.
Because you got to do sugar, not sugar.
Sugar.
Hey, sugar.
Baby.
Hey, sugar.
I'm going to do baby.
Hey, sugar.
I love when like
not sugar.
Older women call me baby.
Yeah, me too. It's so comforting.
Or like a black woman.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, baby?
A baby.
You good, baby?
You good, baby?
I feel so nurtured.
I know, me too.
I'm like, I'm so fucking good. You just...
Call
it's
me
like,
baby again.
I don't
again.
Need a therapist
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah. I'm healed.
What else? Maybe I'll call people sweetie. Oh, no, sweetie.
I like
I call
you,
people
babe. I'm like, babe.
Yeah. I call people babe.
I'm going to start doing sweetie.
What's up, babe?
Hun.
Hey,
like
boo.
Honey.
So go on
sweetie,
about your over it.
That's very not on brand for you.
I know. I want to freak people out.
Sweetie.
If you
people are
going to
think you're making fun of them.
Thanks, sweetie. I'm going to start
that's,
doing it.
It sounds condescending
it's
coming
hostile.
From you.
I don't care.
White women can't say things like that.
What?
It's passive
like, sweetheart.
We're the original diner waitresses, first of all.
Yeah, first of all.
My culture is not your costume.
Second of all, I need something to say. I need something endearing. Maybe honey.
Hi, honey. I like hun.
Honey?
Honey.
Ashlyn, what are you
so
over?
So fucking stupid.
You're over the weather of changing?
No. I'm over you guys. That's what I'm over, so... End of the episode. I'm out of here.
All right, see ya.
No, you're over the weather changing.
No, I'm
I agree.
Over the weather. Because
then
yeah.
you bring on your one big coat and then you gotta put it back in. And
yeah. And you get one taste of a nice day and you're like, fuck, I want more.
Literally, you're like,
yeah.
Give me that sun. Who got that sun? Who got
and then
that
you
sun?
Get so excited.
I'll suck a dick for some rays.
Yeah. And I can't plan my workout schedule because I want to run, but then it's been
you
cold.
Can't plan out anything.
Too cold.
Yeah, you can't plan anything.
Yeah.
Too cold. So yeah, that's what I'm over.
All right, Caroline.
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
Do you know what I'm over?
What are you over?
Oh my God. I'm over pretending like I'm informed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I am so misinformed.
Dude, I don't know. I just tell people
and
I'm
everybody,
stupid.
Everybody, anybody who pretends to have an opinion on anything, they don't know, no one knows anything.
If
you read the news, you know nothing. You know
more
nothing.
Specifically,
you know nothing,
you
John
know
Snow.
Nothing. You're misinformed. And that's what I'm over.
Okay.
I watched a documentary this weekend on Ukraine and I literally was like, I knew nothing
right.
about it.
What a light week.
I know,
right?
So like,
Saturday, Sunday fun day.
I'm like, listen.
Let me watch some war in Kiev.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm like, listen, that what we know is like the tippy top of nipple of the iceberg.
And everyone acts like they know everything and it's made me so exhausted that I don't even want to know.
Yeah,
anything.
And I'm like, don't tell me.
I try to read the news every day and say this is what I know for now.
Yeah,
I just read
but
headlines.
I don't act like an expert.
No.
I just read headlines and I walk into rooms and I go, I know what's going on here.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like to do
hence
that.
Hence why you didn't realize Don't Say Gay was bad.
Okay, that's really...
You're like, I'm moving to Florida.
From New York, from a New York point of view, we're like, you know what I mean? We're like, Don't say gay. I'm like, oh, shit, we can't call things gay anymore.
I was about to celebrate, go outside with my pots and pans.
Yeah.
Like when Biden got elected.
Stonewall.
I was like, they passed Don't Say Gay. Congratulations. I am also over everyone trying to be informed.
Yeah, and then telling me. And
I don't know shit about cheese.
I think I'm just going to, every time somebody asks me, I'll be like, I literally don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Don't
and
know.
Everyone acts like they know everything and then like they try to make you feel stupid. And it's like, well, yeah, I didn't read that. we didn't all get the same curriculum. Like, you had your own curriculum.
Right. And even if you did, it's not true.
I don't make you stupid for not knowing the things that I know. Right. I know a lot about local politics in Little Rock, Arkansas. You don't, know,
you don't know what I know. You don't know what I know about
you don't know what I know.
Astoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Anyone else have anything they're over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
I'm over every time I wake up from my bed, I have to spend money. It's just, yeah. I don't know why. When is that going to end? Like, never. I'm just so tired of waking up and having to buy stuff.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Like, why do I have to feed myself? Whose job is that?
I agree. And also, like, why do I have to, I feel like by
now. I miss the good old fucking unemployment days.
Agreed. I feel like by now I should have, like, why do we have to drink water?
Like, I really.
Every day I'm like, why is it up to me?
Yeah,
this thing
we need to just get a little
IV.
That's what Elizabeth Holmes should have done. That's, just made a little patch
some
for water
because I cannot keep up.
I know,
and it's the fact that it's up to me to drink.
I've been
this
up
water?
In my water game recently, but you'll forget.
I forget. I'll go 4 days and say, oh,
and then
my
I'll have
God.
Seven iced coffees and be yeah. like, oh shit.
Why? I'll have 2 days where I'll drink eight bottles of water a day, yeah. and then I'll have 6 days.
Caroline,
Caroline,
she's like that reminds
water.
Me.
She's like that reminds
and
me.
And I'll have 6 days where I don't drink a fucking. Sip of water.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I like having an office job because what I do all day is get just water. Drink water and then pee and then drink water and then pee and drink water.
When I worked in an office, I was my pee was clear.
Clear.
My piss was coming out my fucking nose.
That's what I want.
Now your piss crazy. Looks like that cock.
Oh, literally. It's really bad. I woke up the other morning, it was black. My piss looked like potions class.
Oh my God.
Some
really
people
bad.
Just don't drink water. Like, we could just not.
I've never
you
seen.
You know what? I'm over even more than that. People who say they don't like water. I'm like, grow the fuck up.
My grandma had a friend that died, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. She was like, I never once saw her drink water.
I never saw my father drink water, ever.
So, yeah, boomers don't drink water. And if they do, it's like sparkling ice drink.
Ew.
Yeah. It's like Crystal sugar. Light.
Yeah. Yeah, they drink Crystal Light.
Peach tea.
I didn't grow up drinking water. I had to train myself to drink water.
Mm. Yeah, I don't same. Know what, I don't remember.
Milk. My sister growing up, she loved water. She loved water and ice. And I was like, that's how I know.
Quirky.
This so bitch
y'all
is a
so,
serial killer.
Y'all were, don't brag about y'all's wealth, please.
I love water.
Water and ice.
Tap water, that is.
Mm. New York City
and then
tap.
She also liked watching the news to go to bed.
Oh,
she was like,
who is
13?
This culture icon?
I'm upset. Oh, who is this? Greta Thunberg? What's going on here?
She's the opposite of Greta. I've told you about her.
I know, we heard. Wow. She doesn't know her baby daddy.
No, she does know her baby daddy.
Well, that's your
that's
joke.
My cousin.
Oh.
My cousin doesn't know her baby daddy.
Hey, I might not someday. Hey.
You can only be so lucky.
I know.
Seriously.
It's better if you
daddy.
Don't know.
Yeah.
It really is.
You don't want to know sometimes.
I'm trying to raise a kid just like by myself.
Me too. I want to be like Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, me too.
We got to get the money first. But
and
then
the
we'll, me and Sophie will
you
thrive.
Can live in my pool house in the Hamptons.
I want to like fight with my daughter about whose boobs are bigger.
Mm. I want to be like a drunk like Lorelai. And then like my daughter's like, mom, she's like stunning for the LSATs.
Yeah.
At age 12.
I'm like drunk. I'm that town
whore.
And
I'm like, loosen up a little bit.
Yes.
And she's like, mom, you don't get it. And then I'm like, come, let's just go to SoulCycle. Anyways,
that sounds amazing. All right, well, I feel like we're all over it.
Yes,
I'm certainly over it.
Before we discuss our topics, let's go to Caroline's Corner.
Yay!
What's happening?
Come on in to my corner. Okay,
what
this
is happening?
Week, I was sent this really cool infographic about people who the most common dreams around the world.
Oh.
And
teeth
it was
out.
Yeah, teeth falling out was the most popular among like developed nations.
Oh, wow. We're very anxious.
Like US, New Zealand, like those kinds of places. And then I found a really interesting one, like so many countries just have dreams about snakes. Which is
scary or like respect like
I it doesn't say, but
I think we're one like a lot of cultures respect snakes, I feel like, right?
Snakes are kind of like a I think there's a good omen in some cultures.
Sometimes it's about a like someone like a snake in your life, like someone who's not being
yeah, that's what I thought it was.
You.
I'm like,
you just show up in my dreams, but you're not as a snake. It's
you
just you.
It's just
tongue.
Me. It's just a head. It's just my head on a snake's body.
Yeah.
I never really had that big of a problem with snakes.
That's
I was
so
always
cute.
Like,
I've had a few like, dreams where I'm like in a room filled with
I'm
snakes.
Like, you know what I'm over? Yeah.
I dream it in real life.
You.
What else did people dream about?
You know that they say in Latin culture, if you dream of your teeth coming out, like falling teeth, that means someone around you is going to die.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Do you dream in Spanish?
Yeah. And what? Then I have subtitles.
Are you for real?
For those who are watching.
Let's see.
Are you joking with me?
Colombians dream a lot about lice.
Lice?
Lice. Let's see.
Lice, really?
Lice.
So does El Salvador. Let's see.
Is there a lice up
in
the
Greece? People Maybe. In Greece, 30 people in Greece dream about hats.
Hats.
Oh. So bizarre.
I never dreamed
That's
about
That's because they used to be on top and now they're not.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. They fell off.
They fell off.
See. Greece is in its flop
they
era right
fell
now.
Off. Yeah. A lot That's going to be us in like 2 years.
Oh,
yeah. The fall of Rome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, so snake, pregnancy, marriage, snake.
Pregnancy,
Teeth falling out.
A lot of trust issues, and that's why I think the snakes come out.
I don't think it's that too, though. I think snakes sometimes are a good thing. It's like there's a lot of like snakes that like it's a circle. Like it's like
I have never
on.
Dreamt of a snake and go, this is a good dream.
No, me right. either.
No, yeah. for sure. No.
Same with teeth have falling you? Out. I'm no. like, this is
unless out. Britney Spears has it.
right.
Go, this is I've a never good had dream. That's a wet dream.
I've had a dream about like serpents, and then I have like. Dreams about water, which is emotions.
You've had dreams about serpents and versus
like
snakes?
Biblical snakes? What do you mean?
Yeah, like kind
What's
of.
What's a serpent versus a snake?
Yeah, just
like
have a you, sea creature. I've never woken up and said, oh, that serpent was coming at me.
Listen,
usually like a Loch Ness?
Listen.
Like a Loch Ness?
Like a penis?
Yeah, like a Loch Ness or like
an
you
eel?
Know, like the oh. basilisk in like
Ew.
Harry Potter.
Oh, those are fucked up.
I've had a dream about that.
That's scary.
I have a lot of teeth dreams too, which I think is just like anxiety.
I have teeth dreams because I had braces.
I'm literally
fucked up.
Shook by the serpent.
The serpent is.
I have a lot of water dreams too, which means like emotion.
Yeah, overwhelmed with emotion.
Okay.
Oh, like waves.
I have a lot of dreams where I'm like playing sports.
Fucking loser. I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
Hey, serpent.
Oh, god.
She's over here in the Garden of Eden and I'm doing normal activities that people do. Caroline's about to eat the apple. That's the original sin. And I'm a loser for playing soccer. Whatever. Suck my dick.
I have a lot of like marriage dreams like with like a friend. Like I'll like if I hang out with someone, I'll have like a dream that they're mad at me or like there's a wedding happening
and you're not invited
and I'm not invited, like stuff like that. I also have dreams like what if I have something big like the next day, I will fully dream about that thing.
Me too.
Just fuck it up
in the like the SATs.
I'll have dreams about that or I'll have dreams that I like got an opportunity.
Yeah.
That I was.
I have like real life dreams.
If I take a nap in the middle of the day, I'll have a dream that I missed what I like the next thing that I'm supposed to do.
Me too.
I'll have that dream.
Me too. I have dreams.
Dreams are crazy.
Yeah, they're so weird.
So like crazy.
They're so
brain chill.
So I have dreams. So you know how I always get anxious that people hate me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have dreams where people hate me or where I'm screaming at
me too.
I'm screaming at people.
Yes.
Oh, and in my head, I'm like, oh shit, you can't come back from this. Like screaming, like
me
I'm
too.
At New York Comedy Club and I'm like screaming at like flipping the fuck out.
I've had
and everyone's
dreams
like, yo, you need to chill.
That's not a dream, that's a goal.
That's literally a goal. Yeah, I'm trying to be Ellen.
I've had dreams where I've like, where it's like, there's no turning back after you scream that bad. It's like, you just let it go and then you just have a fucking
I have those.
Fit. And then you wake up and you're like, oh my God.
Thank God I haven't had a fit. Wow.
It's really more freeing waking up from those than like any nightmare.
You know
so
what
scary.
I hate? When I
it's
when you
scary.
Have a dream that you're like falling
yeah.
and then you wake you're
oh,
like,
that's, oh, I have those every night.
Yeah.
Every those night. I hate
people, yeah.
People have slept with me and been like, oh my God. Like you twitch so much because I'll like fall
yeah.
and twitch.
Yeah. You fall a lot in your dreams.
I fall all the time. I'm like, and then I twitch.
It's the heels.
I hate that.
Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
What?
Heels. You're wearing heels in your dreams.
Literally, my like,
Heelys.
My ex used to twitch. I fucking hate that
oh
shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but what's his reason?
I know. I'm like.
Well, you guys know about my ex boyfriend, right?
No. Oh,
didn't he
his dreams?
Sleep?
Yeah.
Let's drop it here.
Drop it in and out. Every night he dreamed that someone murdered him. Every single night.
Oh my God.
Like every single night.
Every single night.
And he would be like, I'm normal.
Oh my God. Maybe
it was me trying to murder him.
He's like I see a girl in the distance with a knife. He said
you
someone was chasing him every night.
I'm just slapping and be like, oh babe, are you okay?
Yeah. He said someone would chase him in his
chase
dreams
him every
with
single
a knife.
Night.
But wasn't able to kill him because
they
tripped.
No, fully
and it
murdered.
Was
yeah.
yeah. Wow.
Fully murder.
Nightfall.
Nightly.
That's insane.
Insane.
I
right?
wouldn't go to sleep.
That
I mean, this is
like,
the butterfly effect.
That's therapy. That's why you need therapy.
It sounds like Freddy Krueger, like trying to kill you in your dreams.
Yeah.
Really weird.
I once had this dream that I was talking to Kevin Hart in a condo and we were sitting on a couch. And we were talking about
and
money.
A condo.
And?
It's a and snake. He was like, he's a snake.
Well, yeah, is that where you got scared? Money don't make money? That from was your our dream?
It was Stuart's
Kevin Hart. Money talks, bullshit walks. So whatever the fuck proverbs you guys been saying.
It was Stuart and Kevin Hart's body.
Oh my God.
And we were talking about money.
I would
money.
Suck my own dick.
Okay. Kevin Hart was like, you know what? I'm over. Looking hot.
I hate bad makeup.
I would love to live a day in his body. I'd love to fuck his trainer as him.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Put that right in the ass.
Sorry. He probably is a hot trainer. Sorry.
Easily.
No.
Nick Cannon's trainer.
How do you know about Kevin Hart's trainer?
He literally posts him about him all the time.
And he's ugly?
Have you ever seen Nick Cannon's trainer?
No.
Hot.
I researched him, actually.
Hot.
I
researched his handle him. Is Confused Muscles, if you guys want to check
confused
him out.
Confused Muscles?
My muscles confused after looking at him.
Your pussy muscles.
My big muscles.
Your pelvic floor.
They're kegling.
He literally... But I had a dream that I was talking to him on the couch and we were talking about money. He was like, man, once you save $100,000, then you can save $400,000. Then after that, you can save $800,000.
Wow. And then he turned into a serpent.
And then water came crashing on the in the condo.
Oh my God.
I think I would. I don't really want a hot trainer. I want like a Jillian Michaels like woman to
me
yell
too.
At me.
Yeah.
I want someone to yell at me.
I need a girl, I think. Like a fit.
I need
really
a girl,
girl.
That, and I want to like make her lol and be like, this sucks. And then she'll lol and then she'll just scream at me.
Because she's hot and you're funny.
And guys will try to make you lift too heavy.
Yeah.
Guys,
they don't get
we
it.
Don't need guys as trainers. I'm like, make me fucking lean.
No,
like,
make
don't
me look like
turn
Nicole
me
Richie.
Yeah.
But if you had like a woman trainer, she's hot and you're funny. You know what I mean?
I
so it'd like work perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Why? So I can
we're hot
her?
Too.
Yeah.
I
just gave up being hot. So you're right on that one.
not being hot is in. Caroline, anything else about dreams?
Albania dreams about breasts.
Take me to Albania.
I want to go to Albania, baby.
Baby.
I'll send you a video.
Breasts are cool.
Grape.
Breasts are great. Everybody likes breasts.
How often do you think guys think about breasts? Probably once in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about breasts like once every 20 seconds.
Really?
Do you guys think men can really be like boob or butt men?
I mean, it depends.
What are you?
I think they're both.
I like personality.
I do. I like personality.
And then I like hair. I've always liked curly hair.
So why the fuck don't you like me? My hair is amazing. Oh, you like curly.
I like curly hair. You're all safe.
I'm Caroline.
Yo, you're going to get your clam legs tonight.
Wait, you don't have a preference of boobs or butt?
No.
I like personality.
As long as there's a pussy there.
Maddie, are you a balls or penis person?
I'm an asshole. Real quick. Asshole girl. I like the prostate.
What are the two good things guys even have?
I'm an asshole.
Balls
girl.
And
I don't like butts
their chest,
on guys. I'm
maybe
like,
their shoulders. Chest. Shoulders.
Shoulders.
Cheekbones.
Or
forearms.
Eyes.
I don't mind.
Money.
Legs.
Money.
Wallet.
Wallet.
Money or eyebrows.
Crypto.
Crypto.
Hair is a huge.
I just said hair.
Hair is
huge.
Huge.
I said
oh,
hair.
Sorry.
No, you're
hair
not.
Hair is not that huge. I also
but
found
for
out
guys,
recently,
hair can be a huge thing.
Yeah.
I found out recently, teeth is not a huge thing for me.
Me either.
You know, people are like, you don't care about the teeth? Okay. I mean, they can't be full British.
Depending. I was thinking about my track record. I'm like, apparently I don't.
A guy with bad teeth is kind of endearing.
I think it's cute.
It can be
it's
endearing.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Kate hates bad teeth.
I'm like, oh, you're
really?
Kate Moss.
Yeah.
Kate hates bad teeth.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. I can tolerate bad teeth. Yeah, you got some big ass teeth.
I do. I look like a chipmunk.
I can tolerate bad teeth.
Yeah.
I'm talking the whole time anyways. Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut, baby. Bad breath, I can't tolerate.
No, you are very. I am too.
I'm averse to that.
Any
shit.
Sort of smell, I'm like,
I know.
You're done for me.
I
I'm
agree.
Very sensitive.
You're done
so this one guy didn't have bad breath, but he was like emanating something weird.
Pheromones.
And I, yeah, it was bad.
Stinky.
Yeah, some. Yeah,
like musk.
Any weird? If I smell
know.
A weird smell, I'm like, no.
I'm
or
done.
Like moldy or mildewy.
Yeah. Or like beer.
That's just because they don't know that you're supposed to wash your towels more than once
that
every
too.
4 years.
Beer smelling breath if you're not drinking is really gross.
I hate alcohol breath.
Me too.
Like the next day.
Yeah,
I don't
hate
mind
that.
It. I'm like,
I hate that.
Daddy.
I hate that shit.
I'm like, yum,
yum. Your father came home drunk again. Okay.
All right. Well, Caroline, welcome. Thank you for welcoming us to your corner.
You.
Let's go
you.
To our last topic. Rent is up. How do you guys feel? 1 in 5 people in New York City are considering starting an OnlyFans. What's up?
Wouldn't be me.
How are you guys doing financially? I'm not getting on OnlyFans.
I'm not doing great financially. Thank you for asking.
I would sell drugs before I go on OnlyFans.
I would ask my parents for money.
I don't have parents.
I don't have parents that will give me money, but I will scam first or sell drugs or, yes, I would rather steal.
Yeah. I would look at every source of income before doing OnlyFans. Right. Like, yeah. Every option.
But you know what was crazy about this article? It was the hypothetical moves.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, like, people were like, should I move to Austin?
But also that people were like, I had to dip into my savings. I was like, this isn't real people. And like, who are you asking?
What is this, every Tuesday when I fucking go to the coffee shop?
Somebody was like, what did they write? They wrote share a one bedroom apartment with a roommate.
No way. No, never, would not never, be me. Never.
You know
never.
What I'm over?
Actually, I did that when I first moved in.
Yeah, Stuart. She slept
in the kitchen, literally.
We could see that for you.
Oh, yeah. We missed that. You weren't here when we talked about
the toilet.
Situations.
The toilet.
The toilet rats?
No, there was an apartment in the West Village that was $2,000 and it was perfect, but it didn't have a toilet in the apartment.
Would you sleep there?
You would live there. Live there. There was like a communal one in the hallway.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
What I prefer.
Interesting.
Someone else can replace the toilet paper and clean it every week. Absolutely.
Yeah, but what if you got
a... What about the shower? Is there a shower in the apartment?
Yeah. The bathroom doesn't have a toilet.
And it's in the hallway? Absolutely. Yeah.
So you got
to
shit in the hallway.
What if someone comes in you and you got
to
piss it out?
Go to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Or go in the shower and pee in the shower.
What about the Dunkin' Donuts?
I would not pee in the shower, probably.
You don't pee in the shower?
I would pee in the shower.
I pee in the shower.
You will if your toilet's in the hallway.
I do pee in the shower. I just didn't know if you
did. That would literally be my toilet if I had to go
sometimes.
Number one.
Everyone does it.
Only sometimes.
You said you would live there.
I heard it's bad for your urethra to pee in the shower.
I thought it was good.
I heard it's like something about it is like unhealthy for you.
No.
I thought it was good because urine is... Like,
is peeing in the shower bed? No. I heard it's bad because it signals your urethra something.
It's bad for your pelvic floor?
Because it something signals that it's fine floor. To pee when you're standing?
I don't know. Pelvic floor bitches are obsessed with like when you pee. You ever talk to a pelvic floor girl?
What?
They're like, actually, like, blah, blah, blah.
I don't often talk to pelvic floor
girls. I have a few friends who are like into the pelvic floor.
I
don't even know who they are.
I was actually talking to our friend.
I have multiple friends who share pelvic floor infographs on their stories.
I don't even know what that is.
It's our pussies.
But what's a pelvic floor girl?
It's our pussies. Like, girls.
Do you know how to find the clit?
When you do a Kegel. That's like strengthening
your pelvic floor which
muscle.
I do those a lot.
I never do them.
I do Kegels.
But I got a good pussy.
I forget.
Why do you wink at me?
It makes you have
Don't wink at me.
When you do a Kegel, does it feel like you're doing it to your asshole instead of your butthole or no?
No, that you're just sitting
it
far
all clenches
back.
Up.
Oh, really?
And you're sitting far forward.
So how am I supposed to do it?
Like, sit up. And then there you go.
It tingles, though.
Okay, we don't need to be doing Kegels live without a Patreon. Continue. Okay.
I can only do like a few till I'm like...
I just did like six right now. But
here's the thing with
the
bathroom.
To hold them. Freaks me out.
You could be gone all the time. Anyway, you know what I mean? Like, run to a coffee shop, run somewhere else.
Yeah. You know what we... Did you listen to the episode?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Wow.
Oh, because she wasn't on it. Wow.
Yeah. I actually listened to half of it.
No, but when we said that about you, we also said that you'd also like come in one day like and be like, y'all, I didn't know I was a toilet girl. I didn't know I needed one in my house.
Yeah, I would regret
2 months
it.
Into living there. You're
I would
like,
be
I'm
like,
moving.
I have to move.
Yeah. I'm seriously... You guys.
I would talk mad shit. I'd be like, that place was disgusting.
Disgusting.
Even though I volunteered. But also, $2,000 a month is expensive.
But the West Village.
But the West Village.
It's not.
But I don't want to live in the West Village with all these chuggy TikTokers.
I know. Trying to go to brunch TikTokers. On a Saturday?
No.
They,
no. I like Brooklyn.
No offense, Caroline. But
no, it's chuggy.
No offense.
No,
it's just the restaurants are tiny and the demand is high.
Yep.
Sorry.
What do you guys think? So no OnlyFans. Is your rent going up? I heard a story about a guy
Mine's about to go up. I'm scared.
Someone I know got a COVID deal, one bedroom in the East Village, when his rent was renewed, $1,700 a month went up.
That's what I fucking knew. All these people.
I knew it.
I got a good deal. Yeah, it's going to go up next year, you fucking
idiot. It's going
idiot.
Up, and now it's higher than ever.
Because like in Midtown, too, I was seeing like a building with pool, everything, all of that good stuff, $1,700.
Yep.
Now they're like $5,000.
Five.
And everyone has
and
to
now
find
you have
a
to
new
spend
place.
$5,000 to move.
Rent stabilized, bitch.
Yep, mine too.
Yep.
I was
yep.
literally looking up
Mine's
like
gonna go up.
Whatever happened to like boarding houses. I feel like that's gonna have to
I love those. That'd be so Irish. Like, did you see the movie Brooklyn with Saoirse Ronan?
Yes. I love that movie.
I would love to live in a boarding house.
But it's like cheap and it's like you don't have to pay for like.
They probably still, there's still some
called,
out there.
I think it's called Nexium.
There are. There are, but there's not as many as they used to be.
Yeah, you can't really. I think it's like. There are. That's like family oriented
stuff.
It's called
NYU.
Yes, know, right? Yeah. Let me go to the dorms.
Wait, no, there are some like, I know like a guy that lives in like a place that's like the bathroom's in the hall.
Yeah.
And it's like a tiny, like there's a tiny little kitchenette.
Yeah.
But he pays, it's like in a nice area, but it's a tiny room and he pays like $700 or something. Mm.
I don't know. I do like my space.
I like my space too. Yeah. I can't go back.
Yeah. I like moving around, walking through the hallway and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I like my own space.
Yeah.
And I like for people like Kate is the only person I could ever live with. You know what I mean? I'm very particular, and so I couldn't do that kind of shit.
Right.
I couldn't even have roommates. I've been blessed.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
We don't mess with that.
Because the shit you guys have dealt with, not you.
Yeah, I lived with a mime.
You don't have to yell at me,
I opened up to you about that.
I lived with
a sophomore. Do not even tell me. And she lived with a foreign exchange student who left.
A sophomore. A sophomore.
When she was a senior.
I think she was a junior. I don't know.
That's cool.
Man. Yeah. So, what about the Disney gay thing, Ashlyn? Do you have an opinion?
I do have an opinion.
Or drinking ruining your brain?
Apparently, that study wasn't that accurate.
Oh, really?
Drinking. So, I'm actually reading a book on sobriety because I'm trying to be a better me. I'm not going to be sober. No one worry. But I'm reading about it, and those studies are like not even a thing. I do think drinking definitely makes you dumber. I feel very dumb because I drink so much. So, but those studies are not accurate at all. Like the studies that are like drinking one glass of wine per day. It's like, that's a tiny control group.
Yeah.
It's just a random study that's actually just put out to make us drink more.
We're misinformed once again.
You know what it reminded me of? The hot dog article that we had.
Totally.
I'm like, shrink it. Who cares? I'm not a fucking doctor.
I want to see the science. I want to see the fucking scientist.
And who funded the science?
Yeah. And who funded the science?
Yeah, who funded this? Big Water?
Newport.
Big Water.
Newport.
Big AA.
As far as Disney and the gays, I think most anyone that goes to Disney is gay, so I'm glad they spoke out and apologized.
Definitely.
As far as the Don't Say Gay bill, the Republicans did this to us by making everything all sex. Republicans are so fucking horny. They just want to make everything about sex.
They really do.
Why do you think the kids are talking about sex? No, they don't even know what that is. Let them say that their dad's gay.
It's like crazy, right? Because every time like you get like you see a little boy with a little girl, you're always like, is that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like it's no problem.
Exactly. It's no problem when a little boy is like,
It's a heteronormative thing, but it's a problem when someone wants to be gay. It's like Republicans have such a hard on for gays.
Yeah,
they just like come out the closet. Just come out the closet. Like every Republican is gay.
They made America all horny. France is chilling. They talk to their kids about sex. They drink before they're 12. C'est la vie. Also, if you've ever met a little gay kid, you know.
Yes.
They have the voice.
They're fucking gay.
They have the voice.
They're gay. Let them talk about it. Let them play with Barbies. Who cares? Yeah.
But let them, like it's just fucking, it's crazy. But Florida, I feel like, always wants to do the most about nothing.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, they have real problems.
Yeah, why don't
they
pay some fucking taxes?
Yeah, literally.
Right.
And then they're like, say gay. It's like, how does this affect you? Like, how does this literally affect you? Mm. And as for Disney, I mean, like, you know, being gay and like being Hispanic and then being a woman, it's so hard to enjoy anything that doesn't go against your rights.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Wendy's, you know, supports
Chick-fil-A.
A lot. Well, I don't eat Chick-fil-A.
Raising Cane's coming soon.
You'll even go to Disney.
Yeah, I did. But Disney has given a lot of jobs to gay people.
But the critique.
If you think about theater, really.
Every cast member.
Yeah, right? They're all gay.
If you think about musical theater,
Disney's so gay.
You know what
gay.
I mean? Yeah. Disney's so gay. But they should have spoken out. Sooner, but they didn't, and I'm glad that they did. You know what I mean? But I don't think they're going to change anything. That's why I don't...
No.
I don't think Disney being like, we don't agree with this changes anything.
That's what they were saying, but also I think the critique was that they, like, they cut out a lot of, like gay story themes, like, in their content. Like, you know, I mean, maybe Mulan is, like, but
they don't really address it,
and, like, they don't really, like, I don't know. So I guess people are like, you're doing a lot, but also like your content doesn't really have
There is not really gay stuff in
like Disney. Not explicitly, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe all the princes, that is true.
All the princes look pretty fucking gay to me.
That's so true.
The princes are at the cock gay bar.
I know.
After hours.
That haircut. Monster.
They're all Prince like,
because they were saying like Luca.
The Beast with his little fucking little thing.
He's a twink.
Yeah.
The Beast is a twink. They're all gay.
But like Luca, I think the thing is that like Luca like kind of gave the impression that he was gay because he had like this best
Who's
friend.
Luca?
He's the Italian kid, right?
Luca.
Luca. I do not know Luca.
I don't have kids yet.
That Ratatouille? Is, how you
the
say
guy in there was gay.
Ratatouille.
The rat was gay. Yeah. That's why he could cook.
Yeah, totally. He was good too.
Yeah. But they saying that like Luca was kind of like there was some like signs there that they were gay and they never really touched on it. So maybe that, but I mean like I don't care about that.
I don't care.
Well,
what other
don't
Disney
say gay.
Is gay?
Don't say gay. Don't say gay.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa were totally
gay. Timon and Pumbaa were gay.
They
were a couple. That was a couple that adopted a lion.
Sebastian and Flounder were a little gay.
Yeah.
Totally. Flounder was so gay. He was like GBF.
Sebastian was gay.
The
sass.
Sebastian was gay.
Lumiere.
That's a gay guy.
And Cogsworth. Lumiere wanted to fuck the little.
Oh, right. Cogsworth.
Feather. The feather.
Cogsworth was an old. Cogsworth was giving like old Stephen Sondheim, like not fully like out of the closet, but not like
but,
really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else?
We talked about this before. The guy, the character in Mulan.
The cricket in Mulan is queer.
He's queer.
Oh, wait, the emperor's assistant?
The emperor's assistant, he's gay. He's got a list. Yeah.
He's like, sir, we should not go that way.
Yeah. But
which one?
The man that Mulan falls in love with because he had feelings for her when she was a man.
Right.
Think about it.
Makes you think.
Very progressive film. I think when Mulan and the guy end up fucking, he asks her to put a soldier wear on.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, what?
He's like, this is a strap on.
They definitely get into issues about 3 months in when he keeps asking her to wear the shield and stuff.
Absolutely.
But
he's like, you've been served for war. She's like, stop. That's trauma.
Stop. I'm a girl.
That's trauma for me.
Ping. He calls her Ping.
The genie was gay for sure in Aladdin.
Oh, the genie is so gay. Rub me and I come out.
I think Aladdin was gay.
Aladdin was
what are
definitely
we at the Rosemont?
The monkey was gay and Jabbar was gay.
Jafar.
What about the prince?
Not you making it Bronxy. Okay.
What about Pocahontas and her friend should have been lesbos together.
Oh, that raccoon.
Yeah. Nakoma.
No, the girl. Oh. The other girl with bangs.
Nakoma.
The girl with bangs.
Yeah. I used to love Nakoma.
Or the raccoon.
Raccoons are so gay.
But the girl with the bangs, she like.
Yeah, she was hot.
She was like, Pocahontas, where are you going?
Yeah. She's like, don't go for him.
It's me and you.
I know.
You're John Smith.
Am I Pocahontas?
I'm John Smith.
I want her body. Like her next time I go to a personal trainer, I'm showing them Pocahontas' body. She looks so good in that dress. She's like perfect. She looks like an athlete.
Whose Disney body do I want? Not Cinderella's.
I want Ursula.
That's Lotto.
Things seem very freeing if you look like Ursula.
Yeah.
Whose body do you want?
Gaston's.
Oh, yeah.
12 dozen eggs, bitch.
Yeah. As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
Wait. I want a guy like Gaston.
I guess Ariel's body, big tits.
Ariel, yeah.
Big tits, no legs.
No legs.
Small arms.
Ideal.
Small waist.
Skinny arms. Great hair.
Yeah.
Is it me? No, I'm not being hot anymore.
Right.
So Ursula it is.
So Fiona after the transition.
That's what I was saying the other day. I was like, I want to be Fiona after the
Shrek.
Transition.
Find your Shrek.
Right now I'm Fiona before, I want to be Fiona after. No, I want to be skinny when I'm ugly, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're skinny, anything can work.
That's kind of my whole thing with the hot thing. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to be skinny and then...
If you're skinny, you don't have to wear makeup.
It's so true.
And you
can wear anything.
And you look good in any outfit.
Any outfit.
Any outfit.
You can wear a trash bag.
And people are like, style in the street. I'm like, that's black jeans and a white t-shirt.
It's a skinny person. Life is easier when you're skinny. I don't want to throw that out there, but I just
life
did.
Is easier
anyway. I think that's our pod.
Yeah,
thank you guys for being here. Where can we find everyone?
Ooh, I want Esmeralda's body.
She's hot.
Oh yeah,
she's fucking hot. She's
I want hot. The bitch from she's Tangled's body.
Never saw it.
That's a good one.
I want
Stitch's body.
You have it.
Little Stitch.
Oh my
Blair
god.
Punch, brother.
Oh my god.
Do you do impressions of Stitch?
Well, SNL. SNL's she's, calling.
I'm like, Lauren, so sorry. Do you mind watching my Stitch?
Hello.
I'm like, I do have a really good impression. This is actually Lindsay Lohan as Stitch.
If you could.
Lilo.
Lilo as Stitch. Oh.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lilo as Stitch.
I'm doing the Parent Trap.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's Stitch as Lilo?
That's Stitch as Lilo.
Oh my god.
You don't know your mom's brother. No, I lost it.
Keep going, keep going, keep going.
You don't know where your mom lives, and I don't know where my mom lives. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Say, Hallie, we're not sisters, we're twins.
Kelly, we're not sisters, we're twins.
That was great.
That was amazing.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Good work.
You should use this as a reel.
I definitely.
Yeah.
We'll save this.
We'll contemplate suicide tonight. Continue.
Where can we find you guys?
You can find me. You can find me. You can find me getting my brain bigger by cutting back on my drinking.
Growing Yay. Your brain. Yay. Congrats.
Thank you.
You can find me at Disneyland.
Oh, not saying gay.
Gay.
Hey.
Saying gay. That's gay. That's gay. Mickey Mouse is gay. You can find me at Ashley Salzano.
All right.
You can find me dreaming about basilisks.
Oh.
Serpents
in the sea. Or at Cassie27 on Instagram.
And you can find me at, think of something funny to say.
You can find Maddie as Entenmann's Pie.
Yo, you can find me snuffing.
Balls deep.
Stuffing a cinnamon roll in my mouth after this in honor of Entenmann, who's up there. Thank you guys for listening. Catch me at So Maddie Smith and see you next.
And check out Lilo and Stitch coming to all the Frasier
Lilo
Networks.
And Stitch live coming to your closest community theater. See you next week. Bye.